Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. President of Pella Dollars for Scholars, Mary Mansfield, joins us on today's program to talk about their organization and the help they provide to students about to graduate from high school.
Well, Mary, it's that time of year again, the annual Dollars for Scholars season, coming up, student applications and all the above. But before we get to some of that information, what is Dollars for Scholars and what do you provide to our soon-to-be graduates here in the community?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me and helping bring awareness to this great foundation. So Dollars for Scholars was actually created in 1958 by an optometrist out of Massachusetts, and he observed that there were rising costs of post-secondary education, and it was affecting the high school graduates. So he had this idea that if everyone in the community just donated $1, that it would go a long way to helping these students. So from that, Dollars for Scholars was founded. We are now part of Scholarship America, and that's exactly what we do. We provide funds to help students with their post-secondary education.
Well, and here in Pella, it started a little more recently, but you've had a big impact really since the beginning of the century.
Yeah, we actually were founded in 2001, and since then we have awarded over 3,200 scholarships totaling over $1.3 million.
Well, and each year you make a significant impact, and this year you know how many students are, but there are fundraising opportunities coming up. First of all, let our listeners know what you typically do in a given year or what you anticipate this year for the upcoming scholarship season.
Yeah, we actually have an increase in enrollment, which is no surprise this year at both Pella and Pella Christian High Schools. So we have about 240 students that we're anticipating will apply for a scholarship. When students apply, they are guaranteed a scholarship. We actually only have 130-ish scholarships in place, which means that out of our general fund, Dollars for Scholars will personally fund about $30,000 for those students.
Well, and there are fundraising opportunities come up to support the organization. Coming up first this week at the Pella Christian basketball game, Pella Christian basketball game, Pella Hy-Vee helping you out with that.
Absolutely. Pella Hy-Vee was actually generous enough to donate a pulled pork supper for us. The members of our board, which are all volunteers, will be serving that from 5 to about 6:30 during the girls' basketball game at Pella Christian.
Again, all those proceeds are going to help some of these costs that you have through Dollars for Scholars, really trying to benefit students in their post-secondary education.
Correct. All of the proceeds do, in fact, go right directly to the students to help fund these scholarships.
So we talk about these scholarships, and the application process does start soon. In fact, right over winter break is when students and families can start applying for these scholarships. Let our listeners know some of the key dates that there will be really over that whole two-month span.
Correct. Open enrollment for the application process begins January 1st, and that will continue until February 28th. We also have a few orientations where we actually go into the high school and kind of help the students walk through and navigate the whole process. And then in February, we again, during the lunch hours, we go to the high schools and are there to offer help if the students need further assistance. And then in addition to the November 30th game we have this Friday, we have another Pella Christian Pella basketball game that will be January 18th.
The other thing to note here is you mentioned that students are guaranteed their scholarship only if they successfully complete the application. So it's important to make sure that all the details are there and that they fill out those applications completely.
Correct. Every student who does completely fill out the application is guaranteed some sort of scholarship. And that's why we go in and have the help desks and are there and really accessible to any student who might need a little extra help with filling things out.
And if people have questions or need some help maybe outside of some of those times, what is the best way to learn more about Dollars for Scholars?
The best way would be just to reach out to one of our board members. Several of us are in the community. We do have an email, pelladfs@gmail.com. We also have a cell phone number, 641-230-3757. Or simply you can visit pella.dollarsforscholars.org.
Once again, that was President of Pella Dollars for Scholars, Mary Mansfield. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.